Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Praise Break. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. I'm going to praise you.
Going round
is none other than the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And if you like that, we have more Aretha coming up in the program. You remember that song, A Bridge Over Troubled Water, made famous by Simon and Garfunkel? Well, we got Aretha's version of that. It is going to be a blessing. Stay tuned for that. Hey, friends, this is your brother in Christ, your humble host, Keith Johnson, welcoming you to the Praise Break. I pray that you are having a great day on purpose. You know how we do it. We do it deliberately because we know that circumstances, situations, people are going to come our way, but we deliberately have a good day. And people may ask, how do you have a good day on purpose? It's all about choices. When we wake up in the morning, we choose to have a good day. A bad day is not an option for us. Hallelujah. I pray that you live that way and have a great day every day. And I'm telling you, your stress level is going to go way down. Hallelujah. Well, friends, we have a wonderful show for you on today. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners. For those of you, if this is your first time, just to let you know who we are a group of people. We are Christians, Christ ones, and we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and we lean not to what we understand, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge Him. And you know what He does for us? He directs our steps. That's who we are. That's what we do, and that's how we live. And I thank you for listening on today. I pray that something is said that will be a blessing to you, to your life, to your family. Hallelujah. And we have a great show for you on today. We are going to talk Christian discipleship. I was invited to a get-together recently, and I was asked to bring a Bible study on discipleship. And I brought it, and the room was blessed. And I pray that you will be blessed by today's lesson. And I'm not going to do the long version because we read all the scriptures. I'm going to give you the scriptures, but we're going to talk heavily about Christian discipleship and what Jesus has commanded us to do. Hallelujah. And friends, we are going to have a wonderful health and fitness segment, and I'm going to share something with you that will better the quality of your life. It will better your health. It's something that we have to do each and every day. It's very simple, and I'm going to share that with you. So stay tuned for that. We are going to pray together as always. We have some awesome Christian spoken word, and right now, we are going to do what we do. Hallelujah. What this show is all about. We are going to lift our hands and give Him the highest praise because He and He alone is worthy. It's that time to praise Him. It's that time to say thank you, Lord. We all have so many things to be thankful for. Let's just take a minute and thank Him. Father God, giving you honor, giving you glory, giving you praise, Lord, because you and you alone are worthy of every bit of it. Lord, we thank you on today, Lord, for blessing our lives. We thank you for your marvelous works in our lives, for your wonderful, wonderful works in our lives. Lord, you are there each and every day doing marvelous and wonderful and awesome things. And we just want to take this time to say thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you for being there when we've been in trouble. You pulled us out, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being there when we've needed correction. Sometimes our heads get bigger than life, Lord, and we need to be humbled, Lord, and you are there to humble us with your awesome love. We thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that you have around each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the angels that encamp around us, Lord, when we face dangers, seen and unseen, Lord. They are there to protect us, Lord. We thank you, Father, on this day for your word. We know, Lord, that your word is the truth, and the truth is in your word, Lord, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the ministering that you do into our lives, into our hearts, into our spirits each and every day, Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. If it wasn't for your mercy, none of us would be here on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for always looking out for our best interests, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for turning what others mean for our bad into our good, Lord. We thank you for always loving us, Lord, and you love us more than we love ourselves, and you're better to us than we've been to ourselves. And Lord, I just want to thank you, and I want to praise you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Books and a degree don't mean I got knowledge. Wisdom comes from Proverbs. Read up and gain knowledge. Cleanse the inner soul, because purity is well polished. Chosen from this world to enroll in heaven's college. See, I'm not perfect. I'm nowhere close to it. But what is life minus progress and no movement? Progress is usually based on how much I can achieve. But I is the key word, because it's not about me. See, Jesus came and showed us how life was supposed to be. Blessed are they that have not seen, but yet they believe. So I'm believing for every bit of the spirit to dwell in me, because there's a war going on that we can't see. Read Ephesians 6 and 12 if you don't believe me. And for us that say, let's keep our eyes focused on the King. Never be in trouble like the disciples seeing Jesus walk across the sea. See, I'm determined to see the things that's unseen. And since the Bible's the truth, there's some things I haven't seen. Let me just keep it real with you. Unity is the key, but division is the lock. This nonsense in the church has got to stop. They say what you do speaks louder than what you say, but your actions can be infected by an unrenewed mind if it's not worked on every single day. And teens, let's protect our minds from the things that we see. Because lies disguised as good is all that the world gave me. And thank Jesus for the blood that saved me. Because I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. This is the spirit that God gave me.
It is time to talk health and fitness. And as the summer months are coming real fast, faster than we probably think, hallelujah, it's very important that we stay hydrated, that we drink our share of water. And why, you may say, why do we need to drink so much water? Well, number one, our body depends on it for survival. Number two, every cell tissue and organ in our bodies need water to function correctly. Number three, water makes up more than half of our body weight. Our body uses water to maintain its temperature, to remove waste, and lubricate our joints. And water is essential for good health. And that's what we're about. We want to keep our temples together. Hallelujah. Now, there are different recommendations for water intake each day. Most people should consume 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses of water each and every day. However, different people need different amounts of water to stay hydrated. You should adjust your water intake based on weather conditions, for example, extreme heat or your level of physical activity. Now, here are some tips to stay hydrated. Keep a bottle of water with you during the day. If plain water just doesn't work for you, add a slice of lime, lemon, orange to your drink. Now, if you're going to exercise, which I pray you are going to exercise, make sure you drink water before, during, and after your workout. Start and end your day with a glass of water. When you're feeling hungry, drink water. Drink on a schedule if you have trouble remembering to drink water. Drink water when you go out to a restaurant. Increase your water intake during times of extreme heat or vigorous physical activity. Drinking the right amount of water can help you burn more calories. Hallelujah. And I pray that was a blessing to you. I hope it was like confirmation to some of us that aren't drinking enough water. I know I looked at that and I'm like, you know what? I need to add a little bit more water to my intake each and every day. Praise God. All right, friends, it is time to talk Christian discipleship. And as I mentioned, I was invited to a get together recently and I was asked to bring a Bible study on discipleship. And I brought one and I am going to share it with you on today. You may want to get your pen and papers handy because there's going to be a lot of scriptural references that you're going to want to take down because this is awesome, awesome, awesome information for us that are disciples. Now, one of the things that made it long when I did the Bible study was that we actually read the scriptures, and we're not going to do that today. It's going to be a little short. You're going to get all of what I said, but take down the scriptures and read them for yourselves. Hallelujah. Now, a disciple is a follower who accepts and assists the spreading of the gospel and good news of Jesus Christ, and are equipped by the Holy Spirit who resides in our hearts to help us overcome the pressures and trials that life presents, and to be more Christ-like. We examine our thoughts and our actions and compare them with the Word of God. Now, this requires us to get into our book daily, studying it and praying over it. And in addition, we should be ready to give testimony of the reason that hope is within us. And that comes from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Now, we have to disciple others to walk this way. Being a disciple, we have to put Jesus first in all things. And that comes from the book of Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. We have to be set apart from the world. Our focus should be on the Lord, pleasing Him in every area of our lives. We must follow Jesus' teaching, and that comes from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. We must be obedient children and doers of the Word. Obedience is the supreme test of our faith in God, and that comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 18. Now, as disciples, our job is not producing fruit. Our job is to abide in Christ. And if we do, the Holy Spirit will produce fruit as a result of our obedience. As we become more obedient and learn to walk in His ways, our lives will change. The biggest change will take place in our hearts. And because of that, our thoughts, words, and actions will also change. We must love other disciples, and that comes from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And we are told that the love of other believers is evidence of being a member of God's family. And that comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 10. Love is defined in Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Now, those verses show that it's not an emotion, it's an action. We are told to think more highly of others and to look out for their interests. That comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And you're also going to want to read verse 5, because verse 5 sums up what we do when it comes to everything in life. Our attitude should be the same as Christ's. We have to make disciples of others, and that comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. We are to share the faith with non-believers about the wonderful changes that Jesus has made in our lives. No matter what maturity level we're at, we have something to offer. Too often we believe the lie from the devil that we do not know enough, or that we haven't been saved long enough to make a difference. Not true, friends. That is not true. That is a lie. New believers may not know all the Bible verses or the accepted way of saying things, but they have experienced the love of the living God, and that's exactly what we want to share. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Amen."
Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. Let's
pray for you. And you pray for me. And watch God change me. You pray for me and watch God change me.
Well, friends, it is praying time. It's time to pray for those that are in our lives, that are in our worlds, that are in need of our prayers. And we know many people that we encounter each and every day, people we fellowship with, people we worship with, that are in need of our prayers, people that are going through all sorts of situations and trials and tribulations and problems and all of that in their lives. We need to pray for them right now. And I pray that as I pray, you'll pray with me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, giving you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, we come to you today humbly, and we pray, Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, those that are in the hospital on today, those that are in the ICU units on today. Lord, we pray for those that are battling deadly diseases. We pray for those that are unemployed, underemployed. We pray for all of those, Lord. And there's so many facing foreclosures, evictions due to the economy, Lord. And Father, we pray for those that are facing marital problems, single problems, family problems, financial problems, Lord, work problems. And we pray, Lord, for all of those that are bereaved on today, Lord. We pray that you bless them with comfort. And Lord, we pray for those that are incarcerated on today, Lord. And Father, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for our president and his beautiful family. Lord, we pray for our military. There are still many that are overseas fighting, Lord, for our safety. And Father, I pray for my children, Keith, Kathy, Sean, Miles, and Isaiah. I pray that you bless each one of them, Lord. Bless their hearts. Father, bless Kiana and Kiara, my beautiful granddaughters. I pray, Lord, that you bless my sisters and my brothers, Bessie, Christine, Bernita, Sam, Harry. Bless them. Bless their health, Lord. Bless their families. And Father, I pray that you bless the St. Paul church body, Lord. Bless Dr. Williams and his health and his family. And Father, I pray that you bless each and every listener that's listening to this program on today. I pray that you bless their hearts, bless their families, bless their health, Lord, and bless whatever situation they may be dealing with right now, even though it seems like it may be heavier than the heaviest weight could be, Lord. I pray that you bless them and let them know that you are the weight lifter. Hallelujah. I pray this prayer in the mighty name of your beautiful son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, friends, I have a question for you. Do you know Jesus for yourself? And I know you've listened to the program. You may be a first-time listener. You may be a return listener. And you know what? You may not know Jesus for yourself. You may not have made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, friends, momentarily, we're going to give you an opportunity to do just that. You know, and you may be sitting there, standing there, driving there, thinking, you know what, Keith? I have done some bad things in my life. I've done some things that I don't want to talk about. And if I was to talk about them in front of you, you would probably turn in the opposite direction and start running as fast as you can. There is no way Jesus is going to accept me. Well, you know what, friends? If you read in Romans 3:23, the Bible clearly says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every single one of us, we are all sinners. And you know what? He is just to forgive us of all of our sins. And not only does he forgive us of our sins, he forgets. He's not like us. We'll forgive and remember it forever. have it always in the back of our minds. No. He forgives and he forgets, meaning that it will never, ever be brought up again. The only time it'll come up is if you allow the devil to get into your head and to remind you of it and to put it in your thoughts. Hallelujah, because the Lord that we serve has forgiven us for our sins. Not only our past sins, but our current sins and our future sins. And the Bible makes it clear that it's really easy to get saved. If you read in Romans 10 verse 9, it says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. And that is as simple as it gets. Well, friends, we're going to do that right now. I'm going to say a simple prayer. And when we finish, the angels in heaven will be rejoicing because of the decision that you just made. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Father God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I pray that you please forgive me. And Lord, I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins to pay my sin debts in full. And on the third day, he arose from the dead. and he is alive today. And Lord, I ask that you come into my heart. I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And all I can do is give you a mighty hand praise. The angels are rejoicing. Praise God. I am so excited for you because you just made the best decision that you've ever made in your life. Hallelujah. And how do you follow that up? Number one, you got to go get a Bible if you don't have one already. And if you can't afford one, borrow one. Somebody you know has a Bible because you have to get into your book each and every day. Number two, you have to get on your knees because now you have a personal relationship with Jesus. We're not talking about religion, none of that stuff. Hallelujah. We're talking about a personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus the Christ. That's what you have right now. Hallelujah. You got to talk to him each and every day. You have to get on your knees. He wants to hear from you. He's the CEO of the universe, and his ear is hearkened to your prayer. So you definitely have to talk to him. Well, where can you pray? You can pray anywhere. You can pray in your bedroom, in your closet, in your bathroom, in your car, wherever you're at. You can pray, and he's listening to your prayer. And not only is he listening, but he also, as you're talking to him, he ministers and talks to you. Hallelujah. And friends, get into a good Bible-believing church. There are so many wonderful churches out there. Find a pastor that you connect with and get into that church and get involved in ministry and learn and grow because that's what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Each and every day, you'll learn more and you'll grow more and you'll find yourself getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus. Hallelujah. I am so excited for you. Praise God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise him. Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of the Praise Break. I pray that you were blessed. What a wonderful time we had together on today, and we can do it all again next week on the Songs of Praise. I'm sorry it took this episode so long to come out. I have all new equipment and I am really trying to get acclimated with doing it a whole different way. And I pray that the quality of the program is a lot better. Hallelujah. In everything, the ultimate goal is to give the Lord the highest honor, the highest glory, and all the praise. Because we know that in our praise, there is power. Hallelujah. And blessings come associated with our praise. We were put here to praise the Lord. And friends, I cannot wait until the next episode. And we're going to do a few things between now and then. Hallelujah. Let's do this every day. Let's keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. I am your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. I love you so much. We are going to leave you with a bridge over troubled water. It is the Queen Aretha Franklin. Have a great week on purpose. Be blessed.